As regular listeners of this program already know, the Mizzou International Composers Festival comes back to Columbia the last week of July. In the run-up to that festival, we've been interviewing conversations with the resident and soon-to-come guest composers. My guest on the program this week is American composer Charles Peck. Peck's work has been premiered at festivals, including recent premieres at the Aspen Music Festival and Lake George Music Festival. His current projects include new pieces for the Boston New Music Initiative and Alarm Will Sound will premiere a new work from Charlie Peck at the Mizzou International Composers Festival coming up later this summer. Charlie, welcome to Classical 90.5.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
You've done well at festivals so far. When I listen to your work on your website, which is charlespeckmusic.com, I would call it electronic. I would call it experimental. And I would believe that that music would best be enjoyed in a public setting. So you probably, I'm guessing that's why you do well in performances and in competitions.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have some electronic influence. Can't escape that, even in my acoustic music. So,
how would you describe your music? Who are some of the composers who have influenced you up until this point?
Oh, there are many, but I guess maybe some that stick out to me that are older would be someone like Aaron Copland. Someone newer would be Andrew Norman. I kind of try to pull as much influence as I can. I listen to a ton of music.
I've just been going through a Copland period. Summer 2017 might be my Copland period. You know, I've never paid proper attention to him, and thus, as I'm listening to his oeuvre, there's a gap there that he fills perfectly between the late Romantics and contemporary composers, and I'm kind of glad I'm coming to him now. What is it about Copland's music that you like so much?
Well, he's a really interesting composer just because the way that his music started and the way that it ended is sort of completely different. I mean, he's known for and popularized for this Americana sound that he designed pieces like Appalachian Spring, but in his later pieces, he's really exploring fault tone and serialism. So that's pieces like Piano Variations and Piano Fantasy that are pretty interesting, but you can still, I think, hear his sound even kind of through those completely different genres.
In order to get into this festival, to become one of the 8 resident composers here at the Mizzou International Composers Festival, you had to submit a couple of pieces. Can you talk a little bit about those pieces?
The 3 pieces I submitted, maybe the most recent one I've done is a piece called Mosaic, which is an orchestra piece. And kind of maybe continuing with our line of talking about electronic music, I actually wrote this piece in Pro Tools as opposed to, which is like a digital audio workstation, meaning that I actually record sounds into it as opposed to writing in Finale where I'm actually writing notes. I'm actually dealing with sound, like audio files. And so that was a really interesting experience for me because I ended up recording all these sounds of the violin. I'm a horn player naturally, so I recorded a bunch of horn sounds and ended up sort of building the piece from these audio files and then had to find a way to transfer them into the score. That was a really great experience. And I also did that with these other 2 pieces, which is Rift and Shade, which is a string quartet, the other piece I submitted. I actually built that by going to this really excellent violinist, Ariana Kim, at Cornell, and had her try out a bunch of these sounds and recorded them and sort of built the piece just by dealing with sound as opposed to dealing with notes. And I think that was kind of a freeing experience for me.
Many of the composers with whom I am visiting in the run-up to the Mizzou International Composers Festival this year and in previous years make liberal use of SoundCloud. Could you do what you do in 2017 and not have a strong digital presence?
Right. I mean, I guess the answer I would say is no. But I think SoundCloud is good because it's sort of a ubiquitously used platform. And I think there's like a comfort level for people when they see SoundCloud. But I think I actually prefer YouTube because I try as often as possible to get high quality video of my works, because I just think that's a significantly better way to experience the music. I mean, it's one of the things I deal with in my work a lot, is like trying to get away from music being sort of closed off and this like solely oral experience, and trying to make it like a physical performative experience that you really want to witness. And so I try as much as I can to get videos on YouTube, because that, I think that's the way I've always found and loved new artists myself.
That was Charlie Peck. He's one of eight resident composers that will be here in Columbia at the end of July for the Mizzou International Composers Festival. You can find the schedule, more details, and purchase tickets on the School of Music's website. That's music.missouri.edu.